Today on the Reflex Blue Show, Donovan and I sit down with renowned illustrator Von Glitschka and discuss a host of topics, including why he's now charging $5 for a logo.
Welcome back to the Reflex Blue Show, everybody. We have with us Von Glitschka. Von, how are you doing today?
I am doing fine. Lovely.
All right, and I have co-host Ben Luters with me.
Hey, everybody.
And I am still Donovan Beery. So, welcome to the 1119 studio. We are following the great Stefan Mumel. Those are big shoes to fill.
Very big shoes.
Well, what we want to talk to you about first is we have the best listeners around.
Oh, yeah, you guys are really the best listeners we've ever had. So
what we're saying is we're like, we need new artwork for this recording. You can see it here in your window. And so we put out a call, and we're like, we need to raise enough money to get someone famous like Von Glitschka to design our logo. So thanks to you guys, Von, we have the money here. That is about $5 and change.
I think I can work with that.
All right, that is all we want to hear. Thank you, Von. And Von actually did an alternate version of our Reflex Blue Show logo for us. I think were we the first?
You were the very first ones to place an order, yes.
And we placed an order with 5-Minute Logo. Now, is the website just 5minutelogo.com? I always forget.
Yeah, just the number 5minutelogo.com.
Okay, and it's five, the number 5, I-V-E, minutelogo.com, right?
No, or just the number 5 and then minutelogo spelled out.com.
Gotcha. Now, what was the whole idea? By the way, I love the 5-Minute Logo. And I love the Facebook page because you can see these logos. Really, to me, it just shows that Von can do more creative work in 5 minutes than most of us can do in a full day. But what was the idea behind the 5-Minute Logo?
I think he's trying to destroy graphic design is what he's trying to do.
Yeah, that's
isn't that pretty apparent? Yeah. I mean,
I'm trying to take everybody's job away. That's what I'm trying to do. In December, it seemed like all my clients took off early for the holidays, and all the projects I was working on were kind of, well, we'll pick up on them after we get back after the new year. I'm like, okay, that's great. And I had heard some information about Adobe Muse, but I'd never tried it. So I downloaded that program, and I started just playing with it. And I used to do more web development like about 7 years ago, but I've really gotten out of it because I just don't enjoy it. And so out of curiosity, I downloaded Muse, tried it, and is pretty easy to design a website. So just as a joke, I had been drawing on my iPad for about a year with Adobe Ideas application on the iPad. And
now for those, let's sideline here. What is the Adobe Ideas? Because Ben's shown it to me a few times after you mentioned it. Yeah, we had him buy it.
It's there. It's Adobe's iPad app. Well, it's also on the iPhone too, but iPhone's a little too small to actually utilize it to any effectiveness. But on an iPad, I don't draw with my finger. I draw with a stylus, a bamboo stylus that Wacom puts out. And it just allows you to draw, freehand draw, but it's vector art. You know, so it's taking your drawing and it does a conversion of it so it becomes vector art. So you can email yourself a PDF file, open it up in Illustrator and, you know, edit it however you see fit. But the files are pretty dirty. They're not very clean in terms of what you see when you open up an Illustrator. You can see every little nuance you've made little marks on when you're drawing. But it's an okay app. It's just not.
And it's like $10, right?
Yeah, it's like around $9.99, I think, something like that.
Okay.
It was never any use to me in a professional sense. I like drawing in it just for fun, but there was nothing about it that I could really utilize it for within my creative process in any serious way. I had Adobe, when it first came out, they contacted me and they said, hey, can you write up a thing about how you use Adobe Ideas in your creative process? And I just had to turn it down. I said, well, I don't. I think it's fun to play with, but there's nothing about it that it's not precise enough, basically. It's just too sloppy.
Sounds perfect for us.
Yeah.
Well, but you are using it for like brainstorming and for
well,
just... sketching or?
No, I actually prefer another app I use on the iPad called Penultimate, which it feels more tactile, like drawing with a pencil. So I'll do sketches in that. It doesn't save out as PDF. That's a JPEG, but I have used that for concepting. But when I started using Adobe Ideas, I like some of the flair and aesthetics I could get by drawing out things. And one night I was just sitting there. Usually it's hanging out with my family. They're watching TV and I'm just kind of drawing on my iPad. And I just thought, well, I wonder if I could actually design a crappy little logo. And I just 5-minute logo popped into my head. So I drew something out that, and I thought, well, that'd be kind of fun. That was like back in July of last summer. And I just kind of forgot about it. And then when December came around and I was playing with Muse, I remembered that idea. And I thought, I should just put up a crappy little website and just call 5-Minute Logo. And it was kind of my sarcastic response to sites such as Logo Garden, who ripped off all kinds of logos a couple of years ago and got caught by AIGA, put out a national alert on them. So, you know, and they value themselves
as the police of the design industry.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, Logo Garden, they still like Bill Gardner's firm.
Oh, yeah, I remember seeing those. It was like, are you kidding me? Yeah. This didn't really, like, no one really ripped off this much, really? And then you're like, yeah. Oh, they did?
Bill Gardner,
the Nike
like,
logo?
Over 200 marks from Bill Gardner, 30 of mine. And then what people don't know that I haven't really posted about it or talked about it that much is that, Logo Garden sent their lawyers after me the January after that summer when that happened. And they were trying to legally force me to remove my blog posts about where I talked about what they did. And they didn't like that. And they had been threatening other designers who had contacted me and told me that, well, I got a letter from Logo Garden. And they were pulling down stuff because they couldn't afford to fight them. And when I got that letter, it just pissed me off. So I went to my business lawyer, my copyright lawyer, and I said, I don't want to remove my posts. I shouldn't have to do this. These assholes are the ones that stole the stuff, so I don't want to pull it down. And so he fought on my behalf, but it took 4 months to resolve it. And it got to the point where finally they were accusing my copyright lawyer and threatening him. And then that really pissed off my lawyer. You don't threaten a lawyer. Their lawyers were threatening my lawyer.
Yeah, I hear that's not the best.
Yeah. No. And so what he told me to do, he got sick of it. And he said, okay, this is what we're going to do. I want you to take those 30 designs they ripped off, file a copyright on all of them. So I did that with the copyright office. We got that back. And then he issued them a letter saying, if they don't drop it immediately, we would go after them for 30 infringements at $150,000 apiece. And they had just got venture funding for about $3 million, Logo Garden had. And okay. So our claim that we were going after, if they wouldn't have dropped it, was $3.5 million. So basically, we'll just take your money if you're going to be assholes. And they finally dropped it, and they left me alone. But that's what it took. And it cost me about $3,000 to have my lawyer send out all those letters over that 4-month period. But,
wow.
But it was because of that had happened that previous year that when I rolled around in December and I had this free time and I was playing with Muse, I decided, well, I'm just going to put up this crappy little website called 5-Minute Logo and just make it a sarcastic response.
Now Muse, we had the evangelist from Muse at the How Interactive. That is you design the website in like InDesign and you just export it or how?
No,
it's a program that's similar to InDesign or any of the Creative Suite apps. You know, it's very easy to use if you're familiar.
Yeah, it's basic. I've been told it's basically what they wanted Dreamweaver to be, but never was.
Okay.
And you literally, it's really, if like, I'm not a coder. I don't do development. And if I talk to a web developer and I tell them I've done something in Muse, they would cringe because, oh, have you ever looked at the code? You know, well, yeah, that's fine, but it's a crappy little website anyway, so I don't care. If I'm going to do something serious, I'm going to do it right and hire a developer and, you know, do it professionally like this. But for this case, it was like a graphic joke, and I just needed to execute it in a digital form online. And it was basically my response to cheap-ass services like Logo Garden, who undercuts our industry, ripping people off. And so I decide, fine, I'll sell a logo. I'll undercut them. I'll sell a logo for $5, but it limits whoever orders one to 5 minutes, and then they can't art direct. I do whatever I want, and they can't complain.
And right, if they don't like it, they can come back to you and pay another $5.
Yeah, but I'll still do whatever I want.
Right.
Yeah, it's I set all the ground rules, and the problem with that, and I just thought, oh, this will just be funny. This is just a little joke, and I launched the site, and it was just purely to entertain myself.
Oh, we were so entertained. That's why yeah. we purchased one. As you guys know, as Juan already said, we were the first to buy it, because the minute I saw it, Ben comes in the office. I'm like, we need to spend $5.
I was like, we're never gonna have to design another logo again. This is perfect.
I'm like, this is hilarious. We need to order immediately.
Yeah. Well, in about a week, some Brazilian website, it's almost like the Brazilian Boing Boing equivalent, mm-hmm. posted it on their front page, and like overnight, I had like 100 orders, and wow. I was like going, okay, I intended this just to be a joke, something like maybe I'll do 2 or 3 a week, you know, and all of a sudden I have 100, and a lot of the people, I think it got lost in translation. I'm not sure if everybody understood that good it joke. Was sarcastic, because I was getting like these small business owners in Brazil. I run a pizza shop. I need a pizza logo. And
did you do those ones? I mean, were those...
Yeah, but a lot of them I did just as I just assumed I realized after I delivered this stuff, and then they complained about what I did, that, okay, they're not understanding this kind of a joke, you know? They obviously didn't read or couldn't read the site.
Or go to your Facebook page and see all of the samples.
Yeah. Well, that was before I had all those.
Oh. Okay, this is before all the
I couldn't post anything until I, you know, yeah. I had a good...
So this was right away.
Yeah, this right away. And then other sites started picking up on it, and it steamrolled, and I was like this one day, it got so bad the first week in terms of I have 100, and so I'd just be cranking stuff out, and thankfully it was during the time my clients were waiting until the New Year's, so I had time to kill, so I could just do this, but I never intended it to be that way. And then the problem was, they were coming in faster and I could draw them, to a point where I had to shut down the website for a couple of days because I wouldn't catch up. They were just like, I'd get like 25 done and 30 more had shown up, and it was just going nuts.
Who would have thought that there would be a market for $5 original logos from one of the world's greatest illustrators?
It's turned out, anyway, it's turned out to be, thankfully, a lot of people understand the joke and they just go with it. So I've had people who've had me draw them kick me signs for some person they wanted to stick on his back, or some guy did an into the earth party because of that, the whole thing. So I did that for him, you know.
Well, the one we're commissioning today is going to be for the Von Galichka podcast extravaganza special.
There you go. I can do that.
There you go. All right, we'll be right back after this. Now, I did want to ask you, you had mentioned, I remember seeing someone put a blog post up kind of saying that this was a bad thing for our industry. I don't think they looked at the samples or read your site and realized that I see it as almost like a creative exercise brainstorming for you as well, but that it was bad or something. And you had mentioned that the things that were bad for the industry were places like that rip off logos, or that, you know, just build your own logo with stolen imagery, or I think it was like Startup Ventures or something. What do you mean by those? Was that what it was?
Well, the
venture capitalists.
Well, there's venture capitalists behind companies like Logo Garden. Like another website on par with Logo Garden would be 99 Designs, and there's an angel investor firm behind that entity. And it's the same – one of the guys who's one of the angel investors in 99 Designs was one of the founders of probably the company that was the favorite poster child for that whole kind of mentality. And it was Logo Works, which is was based out of Utah, that started years ago. And I can't remember the guy's name off the top of my head, but he was the VP of Logo Works. And they kind of got busted in the original Logo Gate, it was called, which, yeah.
I love it.
And they got the same thing as Logo Guard. They got busted with a bunch of logos, and it blew up on the How forum. It was before social media, so it blew up on the How forum. And it even got to the point where that VP called me, or I went to their site one night, and I discovered on their site they were selling the digitized Xerox X. It was in their library of images. So I paid $75. I downloaded, they sent me that Xerox X, and I laid out the thing with their little on-screen GUI. It said extreme copies, and then they sent me the digital file. I printed it out, made a graphic out of it, tracked down Xerox in-house law department, their legal counsel, and sent them the logo and a cease and desist saying, I own their Xerox X now, they can't use it anymore, this is where I bought it. And thankfully, their lawyers realized I was joking, but understood what had happened. And then they went after Logo Works.
Nice.
And then when that happened, like the proverbial, you know, shit hit the fan, and Logo Garden started, or Logo, all these names are getting confusing.
They're all
Logo
horrible names.
Works started threatening to sue me because of that. Mm. Because they were getting heat from the Xerox legal team. And then we had arranged at the time there was a design podcast.
Don's quite the troublemaker here.
I was stirring the pot there.
Design vigilante.
But it got to the point where we had gotten the VP for Logo Works to agree to go on this podcast and do a debate about this issue in general. And he agreed to do that, and then he backed out at the last minute. And so
I can't imagine why he would want to back out of that.
And then it never happened. Then they issued me a refund on the $75 I paid. And that was a big deal for about a month, and then it went away. But the thing was, we couldn't get any of the design publications to talk about it to any degree.
Why do you think?
Well, because they were running advertisements for some of those services in their own publications. Like Logo Works had some ads that they ran, I believe it was in CA, or it was on their website or something like that.
I can't imagine that could have ever,
you know, but I may be wrong there. I shouldn't say that because I can't remember exactly. But I think there was, they just didn't want to touch it. It was like taboo for them. And that kind of frustrated me that nobody who really had a voice that could go national really spoke out on it that much.
Now, when this last one came out, though, I mean, Twitter, Facebook, it blew up everywhere.
Oh, yeah. And so when Logo Garden happened, I was on vacation in San Diego, and I was reading through some stories under a design category in an app that I read RSS feeds through. And I stumbled upon Logo Garden, and I saw it, and I'm like, oh, geez. And I only read like the first paragraph, and then it just kind of ticked me off, so I just swiped it and said, I'm not reading the rest. If I would have read the rest, I would have seen my own design in there. And I didn't.
You should just know by now that when someone's ripping off vast amounts of logos, somehow Vaughn is being ripped off. I mean,
well,
that is usually a given.
By the time
that
I,
or tattoos.
Yeah, tattoos happens a lot. By the time I got home, I got an email from an air designer who clued me in on everything that's going on. And then shortly after that, Bill Gardner wrote his article for Rockport's blog where he really exposed it. And then eventually he wrote another blog post, which, because there was all these denials coming from Logo Work or Logo Garden saying, well, we didn't really rip anybody off. I had hired some designers and they ripped them off and then sold them to us and we unknowingly posted them. Well, that sounds good, but then Bill Gardner came out with like server stats that shows that the credit card that was used was the owner of Logo Garden's credit card under his secondary corporate entity that he owned that Bill Gardner's lawyer had found. So he showed that, no, this was your credit card that they used. So don't try to blame it on some nebulous no-name designers that sold it to you. So he was caught with his hand in the cookie jar, and he didn't like it. And so he started threatening people. And
now, is that website still around?
Oh yeah, they're still going. Yeah, huh? they got initially $3 million in venture capital. I think they got another venture capital infusion by another company. And you know, they're like I said, their poster child is LogoWorks, because LogoWorks was just like them, an independent, and they got some venture capital, and they were able to grow their business model to a certain extent by exploiting small business owners. And then at a certain point, HP bought them out. Now, this is where some of the design elite in our industry come into play into that story, is that...
I believe, was it Paula Scher that was behind helping HP brand it to the rest of the field?
Exactly. That's when Pentagram stepped in, and through Paula Scher, she designed some templates on behalf of HP services, which were directly linked to LogoWorks.
Getting all these
logo
gardens.
Names mixed up. But yeah, it's... I don't know. And I think because of that, that's why you didn't have a lot of, there's a lot of relationships to what I consider legitimate design places. But, you know, at some point they were kind of selling out for sake of, I'm sure HP was paying pretty nice. So.
And I hope all of our listeners can tell just by this conversation that the 5-minute logo thing is not the same thing.
No.
As 99 garden logos
or
whatever.
It's 5 minutes of Vaughn's finger on an iPad.
Well, here, I'll give you a good example of what 5-minute logo
stylus,
is.
Bamboo stylus, I guess.
Yeah, I've had everybody from individuals, small businesses, ministries order a 5-minute logo, and it doesn't matter who they are. If I can take a sarcastic, kind of snarky twist on it, I'll do it. And so this Baptist church called High Peak Baptist Church ordered a logo, and most of the time I'm drawn these like at 2 a.m. And so I'm not really thinking too much about, is this a good idea? You know, my inhibitions.
About all the coffee he can buy with the $5 he will receive.
So I drew a little church building smoking a doobie for that one. Needless to say, I didn't really hear back from him. I'm sure the guy probably laughed, but, you know, obviously it's not serious. So that's the vein in which I'm.
You say that, but you never know. You might be driving, you know, in Georgia somewhere and see this Baptist church, and sure enough, there's your logo. Smoking a doobie. You never know.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about Meet the Pros and about the HAL conference. First off, I want to thank the Omaha Federation of Advertising for bringing Vaughn into Omaha, as it would be, for part of their Meet the Pros.
Yeah, thanks, you guys.
What did you actually speak about at Meet the Pros?
I did my presentation called Drawing Conclusions. It's just all about leveraging drawing in order to expand your ideas and to, you know, increase your potential for visual problem solving.
Okay, and is that the same talk that you're going to give at HAL in June, or are you giving something else?
No, that's actually the talk I gave last summer at HAL. So.
Oh, awkward. We did obviously missed it.
Yeah, that was a good talk.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That changed my perspective on
I drew so many conclusions from that.
I think you guys were busy recording.
Yeah, probably. We didn't really see a whole lot of talks. We're just busy working.
No, I saw your 5-alarm one. Was that the year before? It was real good.
Yeah.
So your 5-alarm. So now, is this a new talk that you're giving at HAL, or people who've seen one of the last ones, they're going to see something new, or are they going to see like a recap of something else?
No, the talk I'll be giving in San Francisco will be new content. The way I put these together is I come out with a... It's almost, I don't know if, like, I really love reading stuff about physics and theoretical physics, because they'll postulate a a premise or an idea, and then they
fall asleep. Wait, sorry, what?
And then they spend like years trying to either prove it or disprove it. And so I kind of handle my talks the same way, where I come up with a premise of what I want to talk about, and then I kind of spend 6 months or a little longer just paying attention and observing the industry to see if I can find good examples that will reinforce the ideas I'm trying to get across. So I'm still building it.
But what's the title of this one?
This one, it's going to be called Creatively Recalculating Your Daily Design Routine. So it's about like getting out of the rut of being comfortable with what you're doing creatively so that you can, you know, try new things and move into new areas.
Now, I will say, for those who haven't seen a Von Glitch presentation, he has the best slides in the business. Like your slideshow, some of the illustrations in it and stuff.
Of the illustrations.
No, but I mean, nobody else has like crying baby with Von Glitch's head on it in a diaper.
Donovan was showing me some of these the other day.
I mean, it's just looking through them. I mean, even just flipping through your slides online and not with presentations like this is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
They're fun. I usually don't start building it until about 20 days out. And then I spend about I spend a lot of time putting them together, but usually they go pretty quick.
I thought you do everything in 5 minutes. That's not true.
Yeah, I wish.
That's not true.
That'd be nice.
Now, you're also giving a pre-conference workshop as well on InDesign. Is that right?
No.
What's yours on?
I don't even...
It's right here in the book.
It's Anatomy of a Logo.
Oh, you're opposite of the InDesign workshop.
Yes.
Okay. So it's like the exact opposite.
Do you know how to use InDesign? I mean, for the record.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. I don't use it a lot, but I know how to use it. Usually...
What about Illustrator? Have you heard of this one called Illustrator?
Yeah, how does that I'm not make familiar you feel? With that program.
Okay.
I use Inkscape.
Now, since this is a workshop with the Anatomy of a Logo, will people be doing things there, or is it just a longer talk that it's going to describe?
No,
like, parts
kind of.
And I've seen a lot of these 5-minute logos that have a lot of anatomical parts. So, is it like actually like the junk that's attached to the logo, or is it like breaking apart a logo?
Literally.
Things, yes.
Now the
logo junk. I'm gonna have junk. That's my new website venture. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna steal all of your
junk
drawings.
Anatomy of a Logo is it's a 3-hour workshop, and I do it with Stefan. Does it with me. He's like, we're like a comedy team that does a creative workshop on the development of a logo and the creative process behind it and what it entails. And so I hand out a creative brief for a fictional company. And it's a presentation where I go over certain aspects of the creative process. But then after I explain some certain thing, then we break for a certain period of time.
Is this the one you did last year with Stefan, and he had a massive amount of chest hair that he had attached to him?
Yes.
Okay.
Sven. He came out as Sven.
Right.
Oh yeah, we have a show about that one.
Yeah. So we're doing it again. So it's a.
Is he going to be Sven again, or can we expect some new kind of? Luna's
pretty good with rotating characters through.
Okay.
It'll probably be Sven again.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I'm retooling this workshop, and I don't know if I can say this now that I said it.
Well, okay. Well, we'll cut you off there then.
Okay.
Just tell us. What do you know? We're out of time.
Oh, crap. We are out of time.
All right. Well, Vaughn, we really thank you for your time. And we look forward to seeing you in June, regardless of how much chest hair you and or Stefan may have.
Oh, yeah.
And we got to go back because we're actually, it's called Meet the Pros, and they actually consider us pros. We're doing portfolio reviews. I don't know
how we got that title.
But so use the term Meet the Pros loosely because it's partially us.
Make them cry. That's what
you do. Make them cry. Yeah. That's right. Just like Vaughn would do.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll be back in a couple weeks.
Thanks for listening to The Reflex Blue Show. For more information, visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show was created by Donovan Beery and Nate Voss. Music by Ben Luders.